Now, once again, on this Tuesday morning, it is time for Dr. Judy Werpman and Food for Mood. Judy joins us on every Tuesday when I get into work. And I've been out of work for a little while, recovering from a test that I had that went awry. But it's nice to speak to you this morning, Judy.
Yes, and we really hope, everybody hopes that you make a very speedy recovery. Fortunately, Marshall, or unfortunately, you know, your ailment is physical. And so even though it may take several weeks for it to heal, when it's healed, one hopes there aren't any side effects from any of the medications you might have been taking, or even, you know, physical therapy to bring back your function. But imagine if you were suffering from one of the many emotional, mental disturbances, you know, anxiety or depression, perhaps panic attacks, obsessive compulsive disorder, or mood swings, and you were given a medication, or even one or two, that was supposed to bring you back to normal functioning. And you discover, as you did approach feeling better and able to function better, that one of the lasting effects of the medication was weight gain. And so at the beginning of the treatment, you weighed what you considered an appropriate weight for your height. And then maybe 6 weeks on, and you're still really in the early phases of your medication, you saw that your clothes were suddenly becoming tight. And if you had the courage to get on a scale, you might have discovered that you gained 5 pounds, 10 pounds. And as the time went on, you might continue to gain, so that, let's say, a year after you started the medication, you found yourself 20 pounds heavier. And in some really sad cases, even 50 or 75 pounds heavier. And this was for you an unanticipated side effect, not for your physician, psychiatrist, who knew very well that many of the medications suggested to you to help with your mental illness might have caused weight gain and difficulty in losing that weight, even after you went off the medication. Well, this is a problem. This is adverse, as they would say, negative side effect, has been known for a very long time. I would venture that it would probably have been known for more than 20 years. And in relation to the newer antidepressant drugs and others like that, but even longer, if you go back to the history of the first antidepressants that were used, even back to the early 60s or late 1950s, weight gain has been a very common problem. And yet, a few weeks ago, I was called by a freelance writer who wanted to write an article about whether it's really true that if you went on certain of these medications to help you with the mental disturbances, you would gain weight. And I was really sort of shocked that she would even have to ask the question, because by this time I assumed it was common knowledge. And she assured me that it wasn't common knowledge, that despite the fact that the scientific literature is filled now with reports of weight gain, and indeed even difficulty in losing weight after the medications are stopped, either because the practitioner doesn't care to share the information with the patient for fear that the patient may decide not to take the medication because she or he doesn't want to get fat, or afraid that the patient might drop or stop using the medication once weight gain begins and the information is simply not shared. And, you know, I told her the history, and she was actually rather surprised at how commonplace this weight gain is. And that's one side of it, bad enough. The other side of it is that nobody's doing anything about it. Now, the pharmaceutical companies, I think, have tried to develop new medications with less weight gain potential. And some of them perhaps are. The one medication this woman was talking about is used for bipolar depression, where somebody cycles from depression to mania and then back to depression again, over and over again. Some of the early medications like lithium caused really substantial weight gain. And this medication, Lamictal, apparently causes much less, but it still has that potential. And that's why she was interested in the article. But even if you take a medication that's not going to cause that much weight gain, one of the issues that has never been addressed is, what do you do about it? And psychiatrists are not clinical nutritionists. They don't run weight loss centers, and they really don't have that much time even to talk to you about anything other than perhaps why you're there. And so they're not going to say, well, you know, this is what you should be doing to lose weight. And, or if they say anything, what they'll say is, yeah, cut out carbs. They always say that because that's what they read in a magazine, and exercise. They also read that in maybe the New York Times science section, which costs, always talks about exercise. And that's about it. I said to her, do you know any therapist who has a scale in his or her office? Is there any even record of what the patient might weigh before starting the medication and 6 weeks after taking it, and maybe even 3 months or 6 months after taking it? I venture to say the answer is no. And so there are two issues here that simply have not been addressed, Marshall. One is, why not tell your would-be patient that you're going to, that you and the patient are going to run the risk of gaining weight? And second of all, saying to the patient, this is some of the things you can do to stop your weight gain. And one of the things you can do is make sure you eat carbohydrates and not avoid them, because by doing so, you're going to increase serotonin levels, and that might allow you to feel some fullness or satisfaction after eating. Because what people are thinking is that these medications you're taking remove serotonin's ability to make you feel satisfied. And so you feel hungry all the time, even though your stomach is full. And the other thing is to say, weigh yourself. And when you come in and we found that you're really gaining weight very rapidly, then maybe we can find another medication for you to take that might have the same effects. But at least be proactive. And if the physician, psychiatrist, psychopharmacologist is not proactive, it's really up for the patient to do so, and to sort of not really scream and yell, but say, okay, I have to take the medication. What are you going to do about it if I gain weight? And insist that something be done.
What's amazing about what you're talking about is that the patient that goes in for the help for the one problem, that the doctor doesn't realize that now on top of that one problem, by prescribing medication that will probably help that one problem, they're developing a second problem that this patient has to work with. And I would figure if you laid out all that in advance and they knew about it, my fear would be that if you don't handle it right, once you tell them about the second thing about the potential for weight gain, that might add more stress and do damage. So that's why it's so important, I think, for the doctors to be so upfront with this.
Absolutely. Look, you know, I think about a comparison. I've known people who've had chemotherapy, and one of the things that happens very early on, is that especially if they're in the hospital, they get a visit by somebody who represents a company that sells wigs. Sometimes the companies are actually in the hospital, and oftentimes the wigs are free because people have donated them. And the patient is told, you know, you're probably going to lose all your hair from this therapy, but here's a wig, and you're not going to look the same as when you had your own hair, but it'll do. And eventually your hair will grow back again. Okay. And you have no choice. You have to have the chemotherapy. Well, what if, you know, the same thing happened? You got a visit from a clinical nutritionist saying, you know, you may be gaining weight, but, you know, let's talk about what you can do to stop it. Maybe you should have a visit from a physical therapist or a trainer. What can you do to increase your muscle mass, and how can you exercise to increase your calorie loss? But if you had a team of people who confronted you with the problem, yeah, you may gain weight, but this is what we're going to do about it. Don't you think people would actually go through the process, perhaps with substantially less weight gain?
Oh, absolutely. Just even if it's just for peace of mind that, you know, you're not going to worry about your first problem, so you don't have a second problem, as long as you've got peace of mind and you've got some advice how to handle it. It's a conundrum, but, you know, it's all on the doctors. They're the ones that have to fix the problem.
But it really, you as a patient, or your patients, a patient advocate, it could be a spouse, a family member, a friend. You know, oftentimes, you know, when you see other doctors, you go with somebody with you, because that person will ask the questions and write down the answers. I guess when you go to see a therapist, you go by yourself. You're really on your own, and you're really vulnerable, because otherwise you wouldn't be going. And wouldn't it be nice if there was some kind of intake process where you were with somebody else? So if you want to ask the question, somebody else would. Okay, doctor, what are you going to do about the weight gain?
Absolutely. Thank you, Judy.
Good. Well, feel better, Marshall. Thanks for talking to me. Bye-bye.
All right.